Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Good morning, friends. I'm so happy to have you back here again in Winners Broadcasting Radio. But I want you to understand that in my heart of hearts, I'm so happy to have you. And I want you to understand that it is very possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. It is possible to have a blessed day. For some time now, I've gone in for a spiritual exercise, and I went into this spiritual exercise just to make sure I have a lot and good things for you. My advice for you this morning is this. Every week is good for you to take a day off. What do I mean by a day off? A day off means going into spiritual exercise. What do I mean by spiritual exercise? At least you should take a day off for prayer and fasting. You see how the world is of today. You need prayer. You need to pray. Today I'm going to reveal the essentials of life to you. I just want you to have this in your mind that you are a child of God. You are a peculiar nation. You are a peculiar person in the hand of God. God sees you as the apple of his eyes, no matter what you do. And God is always doing all he can to bring you close to him. And the very day you realize it and you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Just know that you are a child of God. He created you and he loves you. So when you have this in your mind, when this walk in your mind, you will begin to reap the good things of God. Then let's rule away just that name, God. Call him your Father. He created you and he is your Father. He needs that good relationship with him. But there's one thing he wants from you: to do what he wants you to do, what he wants you to do, following his ways. He wants you to be like him. He wants you to walk with him. So you cannot, if you really want to have a blessed day, he is the one that created you and put that potential inside of you. Are you listening to me? Are you writing down something? If you really want to have a place that you can never detach yourself from God, from him, from your Father. No matter how old you are, he is your Father. You know, when you give that respect to your Father, you are sure of being in his will. It's just like the earthly father of today. If you respect your parents, they will put you in their will. That is how it is with the Heavenly Father. You can't detach yourself from him. You can't detach your marriage from him. You cannot detach your business from him. If you really want to have a blessed day, write this down. When you detach yourself from God, when you go away from your Father, from Jesus, it means that you are doing your own thing yourself. And when you are doing your own thing yourself, what happens? You are filled with stress. We are filled with depression. You are filled with illness. You are filled with sickness. Let me expose what religious leaders, or I call them ministers, or whatever you call them. I'm talking to somebody who is a Christian. I'm talking to somebody who really wants to have a peaceable life on this earth. You may not agree with me with everything I'm saying, but just listen to me. If you can just listen and take down something, you will see that your life will never be the same. I want you to understand something. You cannot detach yourself from your Creator. It is time for us to spend time talking about the kingdom. Listen, I need a place for you to understand what I'm talking about today. If you want to be blessed, if you really, really want to be blessed, you need to get acquainted with God every day, every time, even in your mind. Because if you are just earthly, the earthly situation is just talking about people dying, terrorists, all these things. When they filled up your mind, you live the life of fear. You understand? But God has given us sound mind. When we connect with Him, we have sound mind. That's why Jesus said in Matthew, He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." That is where most preachers, that is where most religious leaders don't say. You see, the Muslims, let me tell you why, one thing about the Muslims. Let me tell you something about the Muslims. They tell you about that virgins. They tell themselves about virgins and they can do anything they want to do. But we all, the preachers of today or the talkers of today, you see, they spend time talking about the earthly things. Listen, when you get connected with God, you'll be healed. When you get connected with God, you can't detach it. With God and the law of God, when you get connected with Jesus, I'm telling you, you have peaceful life. That's why Jesus said, He said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." What does He mean by all these things? Is it clothes? Is it money? Listen, what do you need? Is it healing? Is it wisdom to make wealth? He said, "It will be added unto you." But your affections must be on things above. You wake up this morning, what was your affection? What was in your mind as you wake up this morning? You wake up with sorrows, you wake up with sadness. Did you do your rituals this morning, the spiritual ritual, where you connect yourself with God, handing over your office, handing over your workplace, handing over everyone you meet on the way, handing over your traveling to God, making Him to know that you surrender unto Him as your Father? I know a lot of people will not agree with me, but just listen. When you are not acquainted with God, you begin to spend your time depending on man or woman or on a pastor or on someone who tag his name as a prophet. You can be a prophetess or a prophet. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If only you can seek Him first, the kingdom of God, God will begin to reveal things to you. I remember one lady in the Bible, I think her name was Hannah. She went to the church. Not to see the pastor, not to see the prophet. The prophet was there, but she didn't put herself to the prophet. She went straight to God and commit herself to God. She went to the church just to see God, to seek the face of God concerning her situation. If you are depressed, your depression can be healed. If you are blind, you can be healed. It just depends on your state of mind. How you worship God, how you respect God. Listen, it is time for us to begin to understand the rudiment of the Word of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Bible says Jesus endured the cross because of the joy that was set before Him. His eyes was just always in the kingdom. He didn't care what the world has. When you were connected with the kingdom, everything will come to you. Do you understand, my friend? This is what I discovered. In my few time of spiritual exercise, God revealed these things to me. You can waste all your time and all your energy thinking you are in. Thinking you can solve your problem. But I'm telling you, it is God. He is the one that will promote you. He's the one that will lift you. He is the one that can even take the small thing you have and multiply it to be plenty. Do you understand? He is the one that can multiply your joy. If you're not connected with Him, wholly, not part-time. Connect with him very well. Make him to know that you surrender all your will unto him. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? Let me read one place for you. Esau, in Genesis chapter 25, he said, once when Jacob was cooking stew, Esau came in from the field. A hard-working man. Jacob wasn't even working too hard. Jacob wasn't even, just because he was connected. Because he was the blessed one. Once when Jacob was cooking stew, Esau came from the field and he was exhausted. When you are on your own, without God, without Jesus, you will be exhausted. You will think, because I have all these qualifications on this end, so I am okay, so I can do it myself. No. Without him, you cannot do it. Esau went to the field. He was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, let me eat some of that red stew, for I am exhausted. You see, what being tired, being worn out, being alone, thinking you can do it on your own. What am I really pushing here? If you look at the way Jacob said, sell me your birthright now. Esau said, I am about to die. Of what use is a birthright to me? You see what being exhausted can do? You see what, when you are so worn out, a lot of people today fall a victim. Because they are so worn out, they tried everything they can try in the world. They say, I can't make it. The best is for me to commit suicide. No, today they are so exhausted because of what they put themselves into today. They commit a lot of crime, commit a lot of things, do a lot of nonsense they're supposed not to do. Because they did it themselves. Why not get connected to their creator? Why not get connected to your father, the one who loves you, that says, come, let us reason together. Because you are not connected with God, you'll be running from churches to churches, running from prophets to prophets, running from different things to different things, entering into courts, entering into Freemason, entering into secret society, the cause that worship the devil. Because of what? You are exhausted about life. And when you reach a certain point in life where you enter something in which you can't come out again, you know the devil has taken you. That means hell is for you. But I'm telling you today, if you can listen to this radio station, if you can listen to this message today, I want you to understand the best thing you can do for your life, to be able to hold your family, to be able to keep your children well, to be able to do the right thing, is to do what? Get yourself acquainted with God. Draw nigh unto him that he will draw nigh unto you. The best thing you can do, even if you can read other people's books that are written by human beings, and you are so inspired and motivated to become great, what about the word of God? What God is telling you? Just seek it first, the kingdom of God. Seek it first by studying the word of God. Sometimes you don't spend much. Study the word of God. Fill your heart with the word of God in the morning and move with it. Because when the word of God is inside of you, you will do the right thing. When your eyes is on heaven, not on earth, then the earthly things, all those material things will come. That was what Jesus said. If God can clothe the lilies, if God can do all these things, what about you that is so important to him? Then Jacob said to who? Said to Esau, swear to me now. I'm telling you Genesis 25. You can read it yourself. Swear to me now. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. A lot of us have sold our birthright to the devil. Some of us have sold our birthright to someone else because we are so exhausted. We've tried everything we've tried and we can't make it on our own, forgetting that if we have acquainted ourselves with God, our business will grow. Some people now have sold even their business to the devil, or sold their business to something they're supposed not to. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lent him stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. I hope you are not despising your birthright. But even though you despise it, I believe that as long as you're connected with God, your birthright can come back to you. Because it is God that gave it to you. Even though you've sold it, even though you're a member of any society, secret cult, and all those things, even though you are the person that has that all your life is on that material things, if you get connected with God, God can fix it. Jesus can fix it. Look, you are a potential. When God created you into this world, He gave you, He placed inside of you something that can take you to any level. But first of all, you need to put your affections on things above. You need to see the kingdom. Do you understand? You need to see the kingdom. There are good things in the kingdom of God. There are better things in the kingdom of God. When we are kingdom conscious, we begin to see things begin to happen. Let me just spend time and read this place in the Bible. I think we have a place in the, have a place I want to read in Revelation 21. What this is what God reveals about how the kingdoms look like. He talks about the new heaven and the new earth. In Revelation 21, he said, can we read it together? Just don't, if you don't have a Bible, just stay. If you're in the office, listen to me. If you are in, wherever you are listening to the IT, you are listening to any country all over the world, just listen to what I'm saying. You may not believe, you may not agree with me in everything, but that's no problem. The issue is that just listen and get it. If you don't want it, just forget about it. There's no two ways about it. It's just the word. It's the word of God. Revelation 21 says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven, this is how the kingdom of God is. This is how sweet it is. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had disappeared. And so had the sea. Then I saw New Jerusalem, that holy city, coming from God in heaven. It was like a bride dressed in her wedding gown and ready to meet her husband. I heard a voice shout from the throne. God's home is now with his people. He will live with them and they will be his own. Yes, God will make his home among his people. He will wipe all tears from their eyes. And there will be no more death, suffering, crying, or pain. These things of the past are gone forever. Then the one sitting on the throne said, I am making everything new. Write down what I have said. My words are true and can be trusted. Everything is finished. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will freely give water from a life-giving fountain to everyone who is thirsty. All who win the victory will be given these blessings. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Those people who acquaint themselves with God, he said, he will do what? He said, I will be their God. I will be their God, and they will be my people. But I will tell you what will happen to cowards and to everyone who is unfaithful or dirty-minded or who murders or is sexually immoral or uses witchcraft, or worship idols, or tell lies, they will throw into that lake of fire, burning sulfur. This is the second death. Then verse 9 says, I saw one of the seven angels who had a bowl filled with the seven last terrible troubles. The angel came to me and said, come on, I will show you the one who will be the bride and wife of the Lamb. Then with the help of the Spirit, he took me to the top of a very high mountain. There he showed me the holy city of Jerusalem coming down from God in heaven. The glory of God made the city bright. Look at the city. We are talking about the city of God. It was dazzling, crystal clear like a precious jasper stone. The city had a high and a thick wall with 12 gates, and each of them were guarded by an angel. On each of the gates were written the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Three of these gates were on the east, three were on the north. Their more were on the south, and the other two were on the west. The city was built on 12 foundation stones. On each of the stones was written the name of one of the Lamb's 12 apostles, Jesus' apostles. The angel who spoke to me had a gold measuring stick to measure the city and its gate and its wall. The city was shaped like a cube, because it was just as high as it was wide. When the angel measured the city, it was about 1,500 miles high and 1,500 miles wide. Then the angel measured the world, and by our measurement, it was about 216 feet high. 18, the wall was built of jasper, and the city was made of pure gold, clear as crystal. Each of the 12 foundations was a precious stone. The first was jasper. The second was sapphire. The third was agate. The fourth was emerald. The fifth was onyx. The sixth was carnelian. The seventh was chrysolite. The eighth was beryl. The ninth was topaz. The tenth was chrysoprase. The 11th was jacinth. And the 12th was amethyst. Each of the 12 gates was a solid pearl. The streets of the city were made of pure gold, clear as crystal. That is where you will be. A city that is made of pure gold. That is what I desire for. That's what you desire for. That is where God desires for you. 22. I did not see a temple there. He didn't see any church there. There was no church. There's no church that says, oh, church of this, church of that, church of... There was no temple there. The Lord God, all-powerful, and the lamp where its temple. God was the temple. So when you go there, you will see, oh, this, church of Christ, church of this, church, gospel church. You will see it. God was the temple, the lamp. He said, the Lord God, all power, and the lamp, where is temple. And the city did not meet the sun or the moon. The glory of God was shining on it, and the lamp was its light. Jesus was the light. Jesus was the light. Nations will walk by the light of the city, and kings will bring their riches there. Its gates are always open during the day, and night never comes. In the city of God, where you will be there, where I will be there, where I'm desiring for, what happened? There will be no night. The glorious treasure of nations will be brought into the city, but nothing unworthy will be allowed to enter. No one who is dirty-minded, nobody, dirty-minded, or who tell lies will be there. Dirty-minded talks of who plan evil against their fellow. All those whose names are written in the book of Lamp book are written in the Lamb's book of life will be in the city. So if you are a dirty minded somebody, you wake up in the morning, your mind is so dirty, you will never be there. And those kind of people can never inherit the earth. You dirty minded plan to kill, plan to destroy, plan evil against somebody. Those things are called dirty minded. You can never be found in that city. Why not start that to prepare? The good thing is this, when you begin to prepare for that kingdom, God in turn blesses you. That's why I say, seek him first that kingdom. Then he will add every other thing for you. It is very simple. It's not hard. Some people today seek evil, seek wickedness. That is what they are doing. And evil comes upon them. As you wake up in the morning, did you pray for your nation? Did you pray for your kingdom? Did you pray for your country? Did you pray for your leaders? Did you pray for your children? Did you pray for your community? Did you pray for your environment? Did you pray? That is what we're talking about. Having a good mind. That is what God is talking about. Did you pray for your neighbor? Or you are dirty minded, planning how you go and fight, planning how you destroy somebody, planning how you do evil. You can't have a blessed day. How do you have a blessed day? Seeking the things of the kingdom. The things of the kingdom is what? Loving your neighbor as yourself. Praying for making yourself become good to others. Become good to humanity. Become good in the things of God. I just believe you understand what I'm telling you today. Are you in the office today? Have you prayed for your neighbor? Have you prayed for your colleagues at work? Where are you today? Have you prayed for the people you are going to meet or the people that are even suffering? Have you prayed for people that are in the prison? Have you given your heart to be valuable to the life of people? Do you value people or you just value yourself? This is what we are talking about. May you receive this word today. I want you to understand you have. It is possible for you to have a blessed day. And I know you will be blessed this morning. Wherever you are listening to me, wherever you are listening, I begin to practice these things. This is you need to practice. You don't run to church because, oh, I run there because I want to get healing. No, you run there because you want to meet God. You want to meet Jesus. As you meet him, like that woman that suffered from an issue of blood, you say, Emmanuel, I meet Jesus. As long as I can touch the hem of his garment, I don't need to embrace him just to see him and touch the hem of his garment. I know I'll be healed. That is what he went for. That is what she went for. She went to see Jesus. Do you go to church or do you go to programs or do you go to seminars? Because you go there because you want to see God help you. Or you go to seminars to receive something to become a blessing to your society. Watch your heart, my friend. Then lastly, before I close this morning, who do you listen to? What do you listen to? You need to know who you listen to, because the person you listen to has an influence in your life, has an influence in your success, has an influence in how you live this life. Then I will encourage you to listen to the Word of God. Listen, pick up Bible every morning and begin to read. Read the Word of God. Read it yourself. Read it. If you don't understand it, call it. Meet a pastor, meet your church pastor, meet anybody that knows the Word of God to explain to you. But I know that even as you read, the Holy Spirit will explain it to you. But you still need a family. You still need a church. You still need somewhere to go. Do you understand? You still need a family where you can always discuss those good things. People of good minds. Meet the people. Meet those wise people. You need a family. You don't just need to be alone. So as I pray this morning, I say, may God bless you. May God use this word to transform you. May God expatiate what you've heard this morning. So I will always encourage you to invite your friends to this program every morning by 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Invite your family members. Invite if you're in the office. I want you to invite your colleagues at work to listen to good words like this. I promise you, as you're listening, even as of now, somebody's having a miracle. A miracle is upon your life. As you begin to turn around and say, look, as from today, I'm going to put myself in the things above. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to do it totally with a good mind. I've heard what this man has said today. You're not paying for it. Nobody's asking you for money. It's free. But just do this simple thing and see the blessings of God. It's simple. It's very easy. Put your affections on things above. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He created you. You understand? I rather acquaint myself with God. I rather attach myself with God. I rather be with God than gain the things of the world. Do you understand? The things of the world is nothing. They are nothing. They are nothing. I'm telling the truth. Because they say, no, but I have billions and billions of dollars. They don't have peace of mind. So may you be blessed. I'll see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Eastern time. Make sure you make sure you tune in, make sure you log in, make sure you click in so that we talk together. I want you to understand, you are my partner, I'm praying for you. And this year is your year. God will bless you in a miraculous form, in a great way. Do you understand? You believe in miracle? When you acquaint yourself with God, you see the miracle. You believe in supernatural power of healing? Just put your affections on things above. Begin to study the Bible. Read the Bible. Do you understand what I'm telling you? May God bless you. I'll see you again next week. This is your, I'll see you again tomorrow. And I want you to understand, today is your day. You will see the hand of God upon you in all that you do. I'll see you again. Bye for now.